Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, and I want to share with you a couple things during this podcast. One is an event that I participated in over this past week, and then the second is a bit about how I feel on what's going on worldwide. I know I don't like to get on a pulpit and pass so much personal views, but what's going on right now is pulling on not just my heartstrings, but a lot of who I am and where I come from. And I'll explain that in a second. But first, this past week, I had the opportunity to participate with the Baltimore Metropolitan Council. And that is an organization that comprises of Baltimore City, Anne Arundel County, Howard County, Baltimore County, Harford County, and us in Carroll County, where the county leaders and the city mayor attend a couple days in a location to discuss best practices and also some of the challenges that they may have in that region that we can take back and help our region continue to prosper and to grow. This past week, we went out to Minneapolis and St. Paul. I've never been there before, and I'll tell you, the weather was perfect. I was not expecting that, but it was probably mid-50s and sun the whole time. I told that that's not always the case, but in this case, it was awesome. We spent, I think it was about 2 days, 2.5 days there, and as soon as we got off the aircraft, we just got right engaged with some activities. We had a conversation with the mayor of Minneapolis, which was very interesting, and his take on what's going on in Minneapolis and the growth. He is very focused on affordable housing and workforce housing in Minneapolis, and he's also was very focused on the aftermath of George Floyd. Albeit a few years ago, it's still, you know, the struggles maintain for him and the community out there in Minneapolis. That evening, which just want to share, we did not go without eating some really, really good food. And I did not know that Minneapolis and that area has 13 reservations, Indian reservations. It's the largest, you know, area for indigenous people in a specific area. And we ate at a Indian or indigenous people's restaurant. And I'll tell you, it was awesome. The food was wonderful. So that's a bit of a side note. The next day, we participated in small groups, talked about, you know, some water situation and the logistics and public works in the Minneapolis and St. Paul areas and region. We then, the final day, we had conversation with the St. Paul mayor, very charismatic young gentleman. Again, focused on some of the challenges that he has gone through with the aftermath of George Floyd. Again, I did not recognize that that was such a catalyst for activity and change happening in that region. So definitely worth learning that. The other thing is the trip, we had the leadership. So the county executives, the mayor of Baltimore, myself attending, along with about 65 businessmen and women and staffers from the counties. So it was a great opportunity to have conversations with folks that I just typically don't have meetings with from across the region. And a lot to take back, a lot to digest and work through over the next few months. The upcoming next week, Commissioner Kyler and I, along with our key staff, will be going up to New York City for credit rating, where we will talk to three of the financial institutions and share with them what we here in Carroll County are doing so well. And their analysts will take all of that information. And my expectation is we will retain our AAA bond rating status, which is, you know, just a great opportunity for us to take advantage of the lower interest that that status provides. So more news on that upon our return and upon the rating that's given to us later on, probably in the next couple months. I want to share with you what's going on, not necessarily what's going on in Israel, but the impact that it's having on me. The high holidays are from Rosh Hashanah, and they go through Sukkot and Simchas Torah, and the attacks on Israel were not just on the Sabbath, but it was also on the holiday of Simchas Torah, and the final day, the night before, was the last day of Sukkot, which means a lot, because they're attacking during the Sabbath and during the high holidays, during the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War, and they being the Hamas, which is a terrorist organization backed by Iran out of the Gaza Strip, and did things that were just so horrific. And it's not just the rockets, but it's the crossing the borders from the Gaza Strip into the communities. Some of the communities were the kibbutz, or farms, or areas where people congregate and live, communes, basically, and just were terrorizing them and murdering folks that had no expectation of anything that was going to be going wrong. So I don't know the latest, and it would be unfair for me to share with you the latest, because things are changing and evolving hour by hour, day by day. But what's going on now is the 300,000 reservists are being called up, and the president and prime minister Netanyahu are figuring out what the next steps are. Our United States stands strongly behind them and for them, as we always have. And I appreciate the strong words of that support and that continued support. I think they have a long ways to go. And what touches Israel, I believe, also touches all of us. So I just ask that you keep them in your thoughts and prayers as we move forward. It is going to be a very, very challenging time for them and for what could be next. And again, I apologize if I'm a bit parochial on this, but the impact is pretty strong. I do have friends and relatives over there. I've been there multiple times working with the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, on issues like this, and years ago, but still, they mean a lot to me. Let's see what else. Everything else is going really well. I'm looking outside. It is blue sky right now. The weather may be changing, but let's take advantage of the fall and then changing colors. You know, there's no better place than in Carroll County. And enjoy your family, your friends, your neighbors, and especially our Carroll County community with all of our activities throughout the fall and autumn season. As always, life is good, and it's even better being here in Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein. Have a great one.